This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy Good Friday and happy Easter this weekend and happy Passover for those of us still constipated and dealing with that. A lot to talk about. We're going to update you. Apparently, Boris Johnson, UK, is up and walking around and feeling good. So far, so good over there in the UK in terms of the Prime Minister fighting with coronavirus. We got a lot of updates, a lot to talk about. But we heard the startling news that coronavirus is now killing more than the number one causes of death in the United States. Now, the number one causes of death range anywhere from, heart disease to, cancer to accidents. And for coronavirus to now supersede that, it just kind of, awakens us to the, gravity of the situation. There's been a lot of back and forth. Have we been doing too much hype? Have we been underestimating? Have we been overestimating? I say yes to it all. I think our whole approach to this was a little bit, actually could have a lot of improvement. And it starts by us not realizing what happened to us until, January, maybe late January, didn't start testing till maybe end of February and early March. I think we messed up from the beginning. Now, they say, and we're starting to get more data, and again, all researchers on deck. There's a lot of data we need to get. There's a lot of data we have that we could already analyze and shoot out into tables and graphs and educate everybody. But they say our New York is now the epicenter of coronavirus in the world. Congratulations, New York, based on their number of cases. They say that originated from Europe, which makes sense. New York and Europe, very, very close together. It's what, a 5-hour flight? No. Is it a 3-hour flight from New York to London? I don't know. I live on the West Coast. But New York and Europe are very, very, are a lot closer than New York is to California, the West Coast. Unless I'm really wrong with the geography, and I apologize, okay? I've been on no carbs for like 2 days now with Passover. And so they look at the strains, and they don't think that what New York is grappling with is the original strain that might have been from Wuhan with patient zero. Whereas the West Coast, we started in Seattle, allegedly. Now remember, that's where we first started testing. We could have had coronavirus in this country October, November, December. But there's a chance that West Coast came directly from China, the virus, which means New York might be grappling with a completely different strain. It's still coronavirus, but a different strain with different DNA, RNA, than the West Coast one. Now, when you look at the deaths and you look at the death toll, overall, let me just update you guys. Globally, we're at 1.6 million deaths. 1.6 million cases. Death count is 99,479. So 1.6 million cases of coronavirus. Death toll, 99,479. U.S. has now surpassed everybody else in terms of cases with 475,000 cases. And then came Spain, Italy, Germany, France. Our death toll is at about 17,800. Now, when we break that down into states, New York, 161,000 cases, 7,800 deaths. When we look at California, that comes in fourth, we're at 20,000 cases, 559 deaths. Now, people will say, well, if you look at the death rate to the number of cases, you know, New York looks similar to others. No, 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 no. No. Don't look at the number of cases, because the number of cases are those being tested. Not everybody's getting tested. A lot of people are calling telemedicine, you know, because they can't get into the urgent care. We're telling them to isolate if they could get tested. We ask the health department to test them. Many of them can't because there's not enough tests. So there could be a lot more cases. You have to look at the death count. In New York, we're being told 7,800 people have died of coronavirus, whereas in California, 559 deaths. I live in Nevada, drier, warmer climate right now. I think we're at 80. I apologize. I have to see the latest numbers. I think we're at, and it's not up here. Oh, here we go. We are at 86 deaths. Now, why is that? Is it because of the lockdowns? Is it because we have drier weather? Is it because of vitamin D? There's been a lot of talk about vitamin D. Or is it because we may have a milder strain? Now, I only am giving opinion right now because there's a report from Cambridge University saying that New York's epidemic might have been started from Europe bringing it here as opposed to it coming from Asia. But if we trace back patient zero on the West Coast to Asia, we might be looking at a different strain. We might be looking at a milder strain, which means when we do vaccine development, we need to make a vaccine for the worst kind. We got to make sure it covers both. Now, we have seen that this virus has mutated, but a new report today has said that the virus mutates slowly. There's been some very, lot of bursts of optimism that if we do come up with a vaccine, it might work long term and not have to be a seasonal new vaccine. Again, don't quote me. We're still trying to figure that out. But if we are dealing with different strains, and I was on the John Phillips show last Friday, and he even brought up, he said, is there a more virulent strain that could be possibly going on in New York? Absolutely. Now, do we have the proof yet? I don't know. We're waiting. We are waiting to see the genome, you know, but we know that in New York, they're grappling with a lot more deaths. We're assuming that those numbers coming out of New York are people who got coronavirus and their lungs got inflamed and they ended up going into respiratory distress. We're assuming those numbers are not heart attacks or bacterial pneumonia or other sorts of things that are coronavirus may be induced. Again, we need those numbers too. But based on what we're getting, New York has a higher death rate. Why? You know, so if there is another strain, we need to figure that out. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, taking your calls, your questions, your comments now. 1-877-362-3254.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am hearing some mixed messages about government relief. I'm hearing for some that the SBA loans have deferred payments and they have gotten immediate relief. In terms of, okay, we do not have to now pay our monthly loan payments. I'm hearing some people have gotten, relief in terms of rent. They haven't had to pay the rent. I've heard others have not received their unemployment. I've heard others still have not received their stimulus checks, and I think those are coming next week. So my question to you all is, what relief have you received from the government? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-4748. 3254. So from what I understand, the much-awaited stimulus payouts, the first one, and I don't know how many you're supposed to get, unless it's just one, is supposed to come out next week. They say estimate arrival time into your bank account if the IRS has direct deposit by April 14th. So that would be what, next Wednesday? No, next, maybe Tuesday. Tuesday or Wednesday. Okay, 13th, okay, 11th, 12th. But yeah, next Tuesday or Wednesday. So they say, according to an internal plan circulated by IRS Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, the first round of payments were sent actually yesterday. So 90% of Americans would be eligible to receive full or partial payments, according to estimates of the Tax Policy Center. Lawmakers set aside $250 billion for the so-called recovery rebates. Qualified income levels are going to be based on 2019 federal tax returns, but if you didn't file a tax return, it'll be based on 2018. So as long as you made under $75,000 a year as a single, or $150,000 a year as a couple, I believe you get $1,200, your spouse gets $1,200, and then an extra $500 per child. If you made about $99,000 last year, and your spouse made about $99,000, I think it gets cut down some more. Over that, if you made over $100,000 a year, you don't get a stimulus check. Again, understandable because, you know, we need to help, you know, those in America that have, lower income potential, obviously, than those making six figures. However, if somebody lost their job at the end of 2018, didn't really get work in 2019, has been struggling, going by a 2018 tax return may not be as accurate or representative. But they're assuming because the economy was good, it's as accurate as it can be. They say the first wave of payments are going to be issued to people who already gave their bank account information to the IRS and Social Security beneficiaries who filed a federal tax return with direct deposit information. The next wave of money will be paid no later than the week of April 20th. The third and final round is dedicated to payments being made through check. Those will be mailed at an undetermined date. Groups of checks would be mailed over the next several weeks, and it could take until May up to August for recipients to see the money. So that $1,200 you were promised back in March, you might not see till August. They say to ensure you receive the money as soon as possible, make sure the IRS has your bank account information. Direct deposit option will obviously serve you better. According to news4jax.com. So every American would receive $1,200, married couples $2,400, $500 for each child under age 17, anyone earning up to $75,000 in adjusted gross income who has a Social Security number will receive a $1,200 payment. Married couples filing joint returns will receive their $2,400, but it declines if you make $99,000 single, $198,000 for joint filers. Above that, no money. So benefits starts to decline for heads of household with one child at $112,000 and falls to zero if you make $146,000. So, you know, it's a nice that the checks are coming out, but if it's just a one-time check, which it sounds like it is, we're going to need a little bit more help than that. Now, apparently there was some criticism of how money went to the Kennedy Center. $25 million the Democrats wanted within the CARES Act to go to the Kennedy Center. That seemed random. You know, I mean, I like the arts. I think businesses that, you know, support people like colleges, et cetera, should get stimulus money. We're going to talk about colleges in a second here. So I am a fan of the arts. It was kind of random that it was Kennedy Center. I mean, there's a lot of centers out there. So a little confused why Kennedy Center, but Trump, during his, you know, press briefing, said it's something the Democrats wanted. He's in support. He likes the Kennedy Center. So, you know, there had to be give and take in order for the stimulus bill to be able to move forward. All right. However, we're hearing that the Kennedy Center furloughed employees. So why was that a part of the bailout if the Kennedy Center had to basically furlough or let go their employees anyway? apparently the organization announced that it's furloughing nearly 60% of its full-time administrative staff from April 6th to May 10th, and that this is apart from the 725 hourly and part-time employees already impacted. So in a letter Tuesday to Kennedy Center, President Deborah Reuter, the GOP representatives demanded answers and the return of at least some of the funding they just received. They said these layoffs, whether temporary or not, are counter to the spirit of the CARES Act and are concerning to Congress. The letter said later, adding that if the Kennedy Center is required to furlough its employees, it should return a portion of the money Democrats fought so hard to secure. Now, they say the furloughs were on top of what was going to be additional furloughs of musicians within the National Symphony Orchestra. According to the Washington Post, the Kennedy Center announced Tuesday that they reached a deal with the orchestra to avoid furloughs, but the musicians would pay a significant pay cut, at least through September. So there's a lot of questions out there as to where this money is going, how much transparency is going to be demanded. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I posted the question, have you received any government relief yet? Maiva said nope. Kevin says nope. Dina says nope. So did the Smith Center already get the money? Not the Smith Center. I'm sorry. Smith Center's in my neck of the woods. I don't think they were included. But Kennedy Center. Did the Kennedy Center get the money? So one headline looked at the colleges. How much coronavirus stimulus money will your college get? And this is a very interesting piece written by the Chronicle. And it lists about 172 pages of all the universities. And you are able to search the particular university you're interested in to see how much money they got. ASU, Tempe, Arizona, ASU, they received $63 million from the CARES Act. $31.7 million has to go to financial aid, grants to students. The other $32 million, so basically it's like half, okay? Half has to go to emergency financial aid to students. The other, I guess, to pay salaries, fees, etc. Now, I'm a little confused, then, why so many of these institutions are not then giving partial refunds. Harvard got way less than ASU. Harvard got $8.6 million, still a lot. $4.3 million has to go to emergency financial aid grants to students. That's the minimum. If I look at, let's say, UCLA, okay, University of California, UCLA got $35 million. $17.9 has to go to emergency financial aid grants to students. The UC system got a lot of money in the stimulus bill. Now, mind you, colleges and institutions employ a lot. They have thousands upon thousands of employees, so understandably so. But you have students out there going, now, wait a second. You know, we were told that we can't get our tuition back because you guys need the money for your staff, for the online changeover, for all, you know. And yet they're getting some big bailout money, some huge bailout money. And students kind of want answers. If there's not going to be graduation, you know, if there's not going to be, need for parking, if less security is needed, why isn't that money getting refunded? So I'm glad the colleges got, I'm a very big fan of colleges being supported, but I'm also a fan of students, you know, getting some of their tuition back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Stay at home. public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is wishing Americans a happy Easter. The president took part in an Easter blessing with Bishop Harry Jackson in the Oval Office.
Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important. I ask all Americans to pray that God will heal our nation, to bring comfort to those who are grieving, to give strength to the doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers, to restore health to the sick, and to renew the hope in every person who is suffering.
The president now holding his daily White House coronavirus press briefing a bit early on this Good Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Maybe, maybe, you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. One of you asked about the lice medication. How is lice medication helping coronavirus? This is a very, very interesting development that came out a few days ago. So, actually, we heard about it a little while back, and we're taking your calls, your questions at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's an anti-parasite called ivermectin. Funny. I studied ivermectin when I worked for the EPA back in the 90s. And we looked at ivermectin, avermectin, I think abamectin. There were a few different forms of it. And I believe we were studying its effect on cattle as it was used as an anti-parasite. I don't remember much from the 90s. That's just because I, you know, when you study so hard and try to get your degrees as quickly as possible and get into medical school, you just don't really keep a lot of other long-term memories as you're trying to, you know, learn your calculus and your anatomy and phys and all that other stuff. But I do remember studying ivermectin. And ivermectin has recently been used as an anti-lice treatment. Well, they found last week that it could kill coronavirus within 2 days of the laboratory setting. Now, ivermectin, again, is a veterinary drug. But we have been using it for head lice. We have been using it for scabies, as well as other infections caused by parasites. But they found, according to this report, published in the Antiviral Research, the journal Antiviral Research, that, we scientists aren't really creative when it comes to names. I mean, that's why my show is called the Dr. Dahlia Show. My name's Dahlia. I'm a doctor. We're just not very artistic. So there's a journal that publishes antiviral research, and the journal's name is Antiviral Research. We're really kind of to the point. You know, don't expect a lot of pillow talk. That's just us in science. Sorry. Anyway, they found that the drug quickly prevented replication of the SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-19. Now, one of you, by the way, let me answer two questions at the same time. One of you had asked, what is the difference between the COVID-19 virus and the SARS-CoV-2 virus? Okay, let me take you guys a step back. HIV and AIDS, same thing, different thing. HIV is the virus that causes AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Not everybody that has HIV gets AIDS. AIDS is the syndrome or the disease that some people can get if they have the HIV virus. They're not synonymous. They're two separate things. HIV is a virus. AIDS is a disease. But many times you see them synonymously used because people with AIDS have HIV. But not all people with HIV have AIDS. Like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. Same thing with SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19. SARS is the virus that many of us have probably been exposed to. But some people get like the COVID disease. Now, early on, they called the virus COVID-19 virus. But now they're trying to say, now it's being changed to COVID-19 is your disease. Even though technically COVID-19 is the coronavirus discovered in 2019. So I know that seems a little, you know, confusing. And I think it's because, you know, some media outlets have now started to properly demarcate and delineate the names of the virus. But if you want to call it the COVID-19 virus, I'm totally fine with that. Why? Because I really don't care. I mean, okay, we got the virus. There's a virus out there. We got the disease. I don't really care about semantics. I don't even care if you mispronounce it. I don't even care if you don't spell it properly. I know what you're talking about. That's all that matters. So going back to the ivermectin. Researchers infected cells with SARS-CoV-2 and then exposed them to ivermectin. And they said, quote, according to David Jans, PhD, professor of biochem and molecular biology at Monash University in Melbourne, he showed that one single dose of ivermectin could kill COVID-19 in a petri dish within 48 hours, meaning that sucker is some really potent stuff. And some of you are like, well, do we have to wait 2 days? They said even after 24 hours, there was really significant reduction. That's according to study leader Kylie Wagstaff, PhD, a senior research fellow. So experts think more testing needs to now be done. They think that the way ivermectin works is to target a key molecule of our cells. And we think that's what helps the virus proliferate. So if we prevent the virus from being able to use our cells to, you know, become machines to propagate them, we could then stop the virus from replicating. If the virus can't really replicate that much, it allows our immune system to take over. We've talked about viruses like HIV and, you know, other coronaviruses. You know, basically what happens is a virus, there's been some debate whether a virus is a living thing. I say the virus is alive, okay? I will be, you know, the first to call something alive. If that sucker moves, if that sucker causes something else to happen and you need to try to kill it, it's alive, all right? So there's some debate that the viruses in and of itself may not be live creatures. And you're like, where did they come up with that? Well, they came up with that, the theory. A bunch of engineers have been talking about that because the virus technically needs a host. You can only replicate and live and do what you need to do if you have a host. Whereas bacteria can sit there and grow and divide and sometimes until they, you know, lose resources. Viruses need an active host to divide and replicate. So it's a big difference between bacteria. However, I see viruses are alive because they could be on objects. They could be on, you know, handrails and tables and computer mouses. That study that looked at the cruise ship and found that coronavirus could sit there for 17 days. All right, to me, that is a living thing. So as far as I'm concerned, the virus is living. But the virus needs to attach onto a host, get into the cell, make its DNA work for it, make the cell's DNA work for it, allow the cell's DNA to replicate a bunch more viruses, then the cell bursts, you have a bunch more viruses, and they go on and attach to other cells. That's kind of how these viruses work. So this ivermectin, if it could prevent that cell manipulation, viral manipulation of our cells, that is where this works. They say in other studies, the researchers say the drug has been shown to work against dengue fever and to limit infections similar to COVID-19 like West Nile virus. And overall, the drug is relatively safe. And it's not too expensive. So the researchers want to find the best dose for fighting COVID-19, then take a bunch of humans and then practice on, and then, you know, try and treat them. Now, we have to hurry, because if we start to see cases go down, which we want, by the way, then go down by the summer, we can't really be doing a lot of this research then in the summer. Unless they look for, you know, safety and efficacy. Well, you know, let's take a person who's sick, you know, give them the medication, are they going to be okay? But, you know, if they are going to study this, they have to do the human trials relatively quickly. So, they don't want people to self-medicate. If you do have lice medication, please, for the love of the Lord, don't try to eat it or, you know, do things with it, because again, we just don't know for sure. We have to make sure that we, understand its side effect profile, especially when dealing with this, and it might be a completely different dose. But because we've seen ivermectin effective against other viruses, even though it's a parasitic drug, this is another piece of proof that we have medications out there, whether it's hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine or, Zithromax or whatever, where it might be FDA approved for one thing, but it could work for other things. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that dozens of patients, about 83 of them, were evacuated from a skilled nursing facility in California because employees failed to show up to work 2 days in a row. Now, this is being reported by WIS News. A total of 83 patients of the Magnolia Rehabilitation and Nursing Center in Riverside, California, were moved Wednesday to other healthcare locations in the country, in the county, I'm sorry, where the 50 ambulances responded for the effort. Only one certified nursing assistant of the 13 scheduled to work that day on Tuesday showed up. So Riverside University Health System and Kaiser Permanente sent 33 nurses to help care for residents at the 90-bed facility. After staff didn't show up for a second day in a row, they just had to move the patients. Dr. Cameron Kaiser, the country's public health officer, said at a Wednesday news conference, "I'm concerned that this could rise in the level of abandonment, no matter how justified the reasoning might be." Officials say there are over 34 cases of COVID among the residents and 16 among employees. The facility still had dozens of pending test results. Said, "I spoke to a nurse this morning early. She was reporting to work. She was very upset about the fact that people would be leaving." She also mentioned that there had been a lot of discussion amongst the staff of fear. The nursing homes taking in Magnolia's residents will undergo standard containment measures, including closing the facilities to new patients and preventing staff from working at other locations. So, Riverside County has about 32 deaths, 1,100 cases of coronavirus. But what makes this story so kind of alarming is we are having patient abandonment. Now, in defense of medical personnel out there, many of them do not have proper facilities to work in. They don't have proper protection. They have families to take over care of. Many of them have other jobs and other patients at high risk that they have to take care of. And so if somebody does not go to work in fear of getting coronavirus, you cannot accuse them of being selfish because they might be doing it to avoid getting other people sick. Like me, I don't care if I get coronavirus. I sure care if I give it to my 75-year-old mom or give it to my kids or give it to other people I'm working with. So you do have to, in the medical realm, not become a victim. But the nation is, you know, scaring people with this virus. I mean, we do have a lot of deaths. Where are we right now? I apologize. Let me kind of give you guys the latest in how many people have died so far in the United States. I think we are at 17,800 deaths. That's a lot. Still less than how many would have died of flu. Overall, less than heart attacks and cancer, even though currently it is the leading cause of death over heart attacks and cancer. But we're having a huge disparity of the number of deaths in California versus New York. And if it's a virus, and I apologize, my chair keeps squeaking. I swear it's not gas. I got one of those chairs that squeak whenever I move my butt. I know. You know, who even cares? Hey, it's Passover. I'm going to get gas anyway. So with California having less deaths than New York, even being more populous than New York, understandably, you know, people are all spread out, right, and not as close together as in New York. It would help to figure out if that virus is milder, if the average nurse won't die of it. The problem is we are hearing cases of healthcare workers dying. It's not a lot, but it's happening. And we're also hearing that you could have no symptoms at all and then give it to somebody. That many people who got sick from this got sick from people who weren't sick. So implied in that is people who are on the front line when it comes to taking care of people are thinking to themselves, I don't want to put any more people at risk. And again, in medicine, you are no help to anybody if you're sick. You know, all of us in medicine have worked, you know, despite being in pain, despite needing to be on bed rest, right? I was told to be on bed rest. You know, I still worked. I did bed rest because I wanted to protect the baby. But, I mean, and then after I gave birth, I was back to work in 3 days. You know, we in the healthcare field put ourselves last. And we always have to remind each other in the healthcare field that you have got to make sure you aren't sick, because if you can't come to work, all those patients you were going to help can't get help. So it is vital that you stay healthy. Now, people say, well, gosh, you know, they all got their flu shots and they, you know, well, would you rather have, you know, your nurse have the flu? You want somebody working on you fairly healthy. Okay? When you're vulnerable and you're at risk. But we have a lot of people who are vulnerable out there that can't pick and choose and move and try to find a provider. And I was talking about this earlier in the week, that essential workers, even not healthcare providers, but people at grocery stores, people at banks, etc., are calling in to me on telemedicine asking to be off work. And they're saying, look, I got people at the house that can get sick. I don't want to be exposed. I've been lucky this whole time. I've done my part. I was there for people when they were rushing and trying to get toilet paper. I worked for 3 weeks. Let me now protect myself. So what do we do when your essential workers want to bunker down or need to bunker down or get sick? So what some governors are doing is asking for all hands on deck, asking for people to come out from wherever they are to, you know, help out and, you know, help, which is great. But if we're trying to lock down and prevent people spread, you know, you got people there locking down, doing what they're supposed to, and now we need more people to come back out, which makes you wonder if there's going to be this vicious cycle. Then, you know, maybe we need to rethink how we do these lockdowns. I mean, you know, these lockdowns only work if you have people in the essential industries working. But if we need, you know, to get groups and groups of people coming back to relieve other people, we have to make sure they don't become victims too and they don't get sick. So you almost need to be testing them fairly often to see if they could go back and forth between their communities and work without getting people sick, because they're exposed to people on the front line. What you really need is to find out who is your group of immuners. Who of us out there is immune to this? And can we have these groups of people who are immune ready to go and then maybe put up at a hotel? The hotels are empty. Let us stay at the Ritz-Carlton, okay? Put us up, okay? Or let us be with our families if they're immuners too. And we do work home, you know, and we really need to figure out who has that immunity so that we can rely on those people to keep the country functioning. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the plans to reopen the country. Hopefully the country gets reopened soon. Right now, if the CDC has kind of relaxed some guidance on essential workers, saying, look, you know, just take your temperature before you go to work. Try to, you know, wear a face mask at all times. Do your social distancing. Don't stay at work if you're sick. Don't share your headsets or objects used near your face. Don't congregate in break rooms or whatever. You know, employers should be taking employees' temperature and increasing the cleaning and doing air exchange in the building and sending, you know, sick workers home immediately. So, oh, we're getting your calls in now. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your comments, and, you know, we want to reopen the country just as quickly as possible, but it's going to have to take a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of slack in order for us to be able to get people out there. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.